Well, you're tuned to 88.1 WDIY Allentown. I'm Carlos Benjamin, and glad to be joined in the studios by Steve Broski. And Steve grew up in the shadows of the industrial smokestacks in the working-class city of Allentown. And after his misspent youth, he picked up his guitar and embarked on his rock and roll dreams, birthing his musical style and the Steve Broski Band and the Steve Broski and the Buicks, and finally Steve Broski and the BBC. He started to work at area clubs and sitting in with other musicians. Steve, welcome to the studios here at WDIY.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, really had you in a couple of times this year, and you've been working on a film, and that's a pretty exciting project, and you've got an upcoming gig going on at Godfrey Daniels.
Yes. October 14th is a production company here in Allentown, and we've been developing a biopic about my life, which was a connection to a stage play about 6-8 years ago that George Miller produced and directed. And it only ran like a couple of weekends, and that was the existence of that play. But it is the story about my life, growing up in the Sixth Ward of Allentown, which is kind of, at the time, somewhat a lower middle class neighborhood. And, kind of, I always refer to it as the rough and tumble Sixth Ward in Allentown. And always had a pretty strange reputation, a funky reputation anyway.
I think I was in that area just recently doing.
Yeah. But. And I mean, it certainly has changed over the years, obviously, from when I grew up. But so this is a backstory of me growing up in Allentown and going through, you know, the changes of being a young man and getting into the Army, and then winding up in Vietnam and coming back from Vietnam. And some people listening probably remember, you know, I was quite the character back then, because I was suffered from FOMO, which is the fear of missing out. And I put a lot of energy into catching up with the party and the drugs and the alcohol and the women and everything like that. So I spent like 6 years carrying on. And after that, I wound up in rehab. So that was 1977. And from that point, I decided I wanted to make music for my life, and slowly began to move in that direction, and was lucky enough that I associated myself with a lot of really good people, Mike Krasukas back in the day and Paul Willistine back in the day. And so through that network, I was able to become a quote-unquote working musician. And over the years, I've worked with, you know, some great people here in the Lehigh Valley, Kenny Dale Sifter, you know, the likes of that. And work right now at the concert at Godfrey's the night before Thanksgiving. We'll have Josh Klein on the drum kit, Dan Evans on the bass, and awesome Jimmy Meyer on the guitar. So it's somewhat of a small band, but it will be my songbook. It will be the catalog of nine CDs, actually, that I have out. And so that's what's going to happen that evening.
Interesting. I've never seen Josh Klein on drums, but.
Well, he produced this last work for me, and I'm very happy and excited about him. He's quite the musician. So
yeah, fine guitar player. I think when I had you in here in the spring, if I recollect correctly, you mentioned he was a Berklee School of Music grad.
He graduated from, Boston area, I guess it is, the Berklee School of Music. Yeah, he's quite the talent. And so he and I like hit this off, and he also had worked on my still Steve Broski CD, which came through Westwire, and he was associated with that studio. So from there, that's where we developed a relationship and a friendship, and bumped into him one day And I said, hey, man, you know, you ought to, like, produce my next record. Oh, sure. And then, like, we just moved in that direction. So, yeah, it'll be good. And, you know, so there's a little bit of storytelling about growing up in this area, growing up and the changes of this area to a degree, and some of this new stuff.
Well, what would you like to start us out with? Is this something from the latest one? Is this the title track? Or?
I would like to do that.
All right.
This is Almost, which is, you know, Bob Dylan would write the 17 verses. Not this is 17 verses, but this is Almost. This and almost that, almost good and almost bad. You're almost big and almost small, almost short and almost tall, almost here and almost there, almost round and almost square. You're almost sick, almost well. You're almost heaven and almost hell. You're almost empty, almost full, almost truth, almost bull, almost right and almost wrong, almost weak, almost strong. You're almost happy, almost sad, almost cool, almost mad, almost dark, almost bright, almost wrong, almost right. Yeah, 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 yeah. I said, yeah. Almost us, almost we, almost you, almost me.
That's a great song, and that's from the latest recording from Steve Broski here on The Blend, here on WDIY.
Well, thanks, man.
So was that one that was in the can for a while, or the songs that are on this latest recording, or most of them fairly recently new that you wrote just for this new recording?
Yeah, I wrote just for once Josh and I had started to move in this direction, start working on it. These songs just came to me, and I always liked, we were just talking not too long ago about that one word category for album titles, you know, trouble, still, grateful, and I came up with the idea of Almost Steve Broski, because I found a picture of me like in 1971, like high as a kite at a party. And I looked at this picture and I thought, well, that was almost me, you know, and, you know, being a singer and guitar player. But so the idea of almost came up, and then the idea of playing it against themes and words. And that's how this all came spitting out.
You know, I've seen you so many different times over the years in so many different settings, and recall, and we were talking off air, that you opened for somebody pretty big name, and
yeah.
But I saw you open for Warren Zevon at Symphony Hall.
Yeah.
Now, that was a solo thing, I think, for you, wasn't it?
I came out with a guitar, and that was a solo act, yeah. And it was like a 15-minute spot. And back then, the producer of the, you know, the guy who promoted the concerts, Tom McCool, back then he's gone, but that was a Tom McCool show, and he had a sketchy reputation, but But he was all right, you know, for me anyway. And I did a number of shows with him. And actually, with the when the Allentown song came out, we opened up for the Beach Boys at the fairgrounds. And, you know, full grandstand and did two shows with them. And in between the two shows, the band and the crew, everybody goes to eat dinner. And I stay behind, and so does Carl Wilson. So I said, do you mind if I hang with you? And he was very nice, and we start to hang. And he asked about me. I grew up in Allentown, blah, 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 you know. And I said, you've been doing this forever, man. Does one gig, one date, one performance stand out to you? He said, 1968, they were in Prague. And he said, for whatever the reason, the band sounded the best it ever did. The place was, you know, people hanging from the rafters. The, you know, the audience went nuts. And as they were about to wrap up the show, somebody comes up to the stage and says, this is an emergency. You have to leave right now. The Russian tanks were coming in Prague from the other end of town. So they all had to get onto like a bus and race to the airport.
Wow.
From the Russian invasion of 1968 Prague. And I said, yeah, that's memorable.
Yeah, and then, of course, we have the more recent action by Russia a few years ago, and that's still going on. Who else have you opened up for?
Well,
it's pretty
up
amazing.
For, Warren Zevon, as you mentioned, Robbie Krieger. There's so many. B.B. King, which I got to hang with B.B. King. It was very cool. And Leon Russell. Bo Diddley didn't have a dressing room because the dressing room was like the next flight up. So instead of him going up the steps, they created a little space right off the stage. And I was told, hey, Bo Diddley wants to meet you. So Jimmy and I walk in, and, hey, man, you know, if it wasn't for you, I'd be like a car, you know, insurance salesman or something. And he laughed, and he said, why'd you guys do that? And I said, what do you mean? He goes, you got the crowd all riled up. Now I have to go out there and, like, work really hard. And he was something else. And it's like his 17-year-old granddaughter was taking care of him, and she didn't seem very happy to be there. But
that's interesting.
He was something.
And a good experience with Robbie Krieger also. But why don't you play us another song, and maybe we can get into that. And what do you have? This is another one from the latest CD.
All right. This is about where we are, south side of Bethlehem. Notorious. And I'm playing all these songs in the same tuning, by the way, kind of the way I wrote them. And the south side here has a reputation of a good time, you know? I remember the 4th Street Saloon had punk rock bands back in the day. 999 played there, Johnny Thunder. Anyways, this is south side. I'm going down on the south side. I'm going down, I'm going to feel all right. I'm going down on the south side. Down on the south side tonight. Hear the bars on the street, they're filling up. And them Jersey girls are strutting their stuff. And there's a sweet, sweet sound of music filling up the air. I know that you and your friends gonna be there. I'm going down on the south side. I'm going down. Gonna feel all right. I'm going down on the south side. Down on the south side tonight. And there's a man on the corner dancing with himself. Across the street, his old lady starts to yell. She says, you're no Mick Jagger, you're no Rolling Stone, so you better stagger your way back home. I'm going down on the south side. I'm going down, I'm gonna feel all right. I'm going down on the south side. Down on the south side tonight. Down on the south side tonight. Down on the south side tonight.
Well, the South Side's been a, you know, a fond, long number of decades for me, and I've really enjoyed it over here. So, when that song came out, it just really touched me. You know, it's just
well, cool. You know, but I also my theory is like the South Side of everywhere is the funky part of town.
Yeah, like Pittsburgh,
Chicago.
Yeah, but I think there's something a little bit different about the Bethlehem South Side. It's and the one thing I think is the Godfrey Daniels being sharing that wall with the Fun Houses, and I love that, and the bands that play both sides of the wall.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So that, and you mentioned the 4G's Hotel, which hasn't been around a little while, right? But it's and now we have Arts Quest has blossomed as well. So a lot of things going on in the South Side, and really glad to have you kind of celebrate it with your song.
Well, you know, it's an experience that, you know, a lot of people have shared that. I mean, people know about that strip of the street and that different part of town. So, again, it's worthwhile to sing about, man.
And, you know, Touchstone Theater did an original play about the South Side also.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is maybe 5 or 10 years, I'm guessing maybe 10 or 15 years ago, but where there were brothels and churches on just about every corner, you know,
well, yeah,
people
that,
worked
that
at the mill.
That was the working class. That was the Eastern European whole, yeah, there'd be a bar and a church on every corner. And especially going up through, like, the coal regions, Hazleton and Northeast Pennsylvania, where that was really truly working class with European immigrants and
yeah,
so it's a story, man.
But there's always some art sneaking through that, right?
Yeah, and it's a place where art has a easier time establishing themselves, you know, because the rent is lower, whatever, however you want to look at it. Art gravitates to places like that.
And then we have Lehigh University as part of the South Side.
Of course,
and, of course, the rest of Bethlehem just across the river.
Sure.
So,
but right, those kids from New Jersey have no idea what they're getting into here.
when they move to the South Side.
Right.
Yeah. So tell us about the film you're working on, and how is that going since we spoke last spring?
Well, Michael Judkins is the producer. Again, he has a production company in Allentown. October 14th is the name of the production company, and we're raising money. And in this election climate, it has been going slow. And so if people can help us out, go to stevebrosky.com, and there is a link, you know, there's a little image there that says you can donate to raising money. And we're scheduled to start shooting for 2025, obviously, and start casting. And so, you know, other than co-writing, you know, I told my story basically to Michael Judkin, who helped me shape the screenplay. So we shared that author, being the authors of the screenplay. And he has a network of friends. He's produced a couple other things in the past, small films. And if you go October 14th com, you can see his bio. And I know just recently he was involved with a horror movie that was shot in Nesquehoning, Pennsylvania, and it premiered, I guess, just the last 2 or 3 weeks ago. And so Michael is hustling, and he's a good guy, good dude. And we're hoping this all falls into place.
Well, it sounds like it's definitely a challenge to do that during an election year, and I can understand that. And so this upcoming show at Godfrey Daniels is a benefit for that film, right, to try to get that going.
Yes, it is.
And,
that would help.
Yeah, and I think it probably will. So I'm pretty optimistic that, you know, now that we're past an election, that'll provide more opportunity.
Hope.
Yeah. So really enjoy... enjoy that. And I saw the play when the play was done. I saw it down in Quakertown.
Yes.
And who wrote that? Was that...
Well, that was, again, George Miller and I, you know, obviously I told my story, and he was able to shape it into the play that existed, the two-act play. And so this film can go into different detail. And, I mean, obviously it's my story. So that ain't going to change. And but the way George presented it was a theatrical piece, which was very great. I mean, George really did. And George, rest in peace. He did a wonderful job presenting as a small stage theatrical piece. It was wonderful.
Well, why don't you close us out with one more song? And what do you have lined up?
Well, this is a friend of mine, Gary Dillon, wrote this song. And I had rearranged it and change it around a little bit for my recording. And without a rhythm section, I'll do kind of the way the song was presented to me. A cup of coffee, have one before you go. And baby, just to be with you, I don't care, it's getting cold. Wild eyes and summer nights, gonna miss them, you know. Ain't it funny how the time flies when you never wanted to go? Hard to remember you're not by my side. I've grown so dependent on you, I know that ain't right. Wild eyes and summer nights, I'm gonna miss them, you know. Ain't it funny how the time flies when you never wanted to go? Juliet, 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 you're my Juliet. I'll see you to the station, smile and wave goodbye, knowing that it's harder for the one that's left behind. Wild eyes and summer nights, I'm gonna miss them, you know. It's funny how the time flies when you never wanted to go. Juliet, 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 my Juliet. Juliet, 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 someday I'm gonna be your Romeo, be your Romeo.
Steve Broski, thanks for being my guest today on The Blend on WDIY.
Well, thank you for having me, and thank you for listening.
Steve Broski performs at Godfrey Daniels on Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve. That's the 27th of November at 7 o'clock.